Here's Rita Smith with a lost and found essay.
On June 18, 1744, the following advertisement appeared in the London Penny Morning Post. Published, according to an Act of Parliament, a little pretty pocketbook, intended for the instruction and amusement of little Master Tommy and pretty Miss Polly, with an agreeable letter to each from Jack the Giant Killer, and also a ball and pincushion, the use of which will infallibly make Tommy a good boy and Polly a good girl. To the whole is prefixed a letter on education, humbly addressed to all parents, guardians, governesses, etc., wherein rules are laid down for making their children strong, healthy, virtuous, wise, and happy. Printed for J. Newbery at the Bible and Crown, near Devereux Court. Price of the book, 6 pence. With ball and pincushion, 8 pence. This was John Newbery's first advertisement for Little Pretty Pocketbook, his first publication for children, and it was a very important little book. According to children's literature historian J. F. Harvey Darton, the most significant point of this book is that Newbery deliberately set out to provide amusement and was not afraid to say so. Up to this time, there were plenty of school books and guides to conduct, but none which would openly allow a child to enjoy himself with no thought of duty or fear of wrong. Now, in the title, the word instruction does come before amusement, and there are some preliminary remarks meant for parents, but the rest of the book consists of pictures of children playing games such as hide-and-seek, thread-the-needle, cricket, and leapfrog. Each picture is headed with an upper or lowercase letter of the alphabet and followed with a little rhyme, but the letter, the picture, and the rhyme have very little to do with each other. They are just together on one page, as a congregation of elements, any one of which might amuse a child. John Newbery didn't have any particular theory of infant psychology, and he didn't promote this or that school of educational thought, although he did admire John Locke. He was simply an excellent businessman, who was the first to see that in his line of business, book publishing, children's books deserve special attention and development, and he realized that there was a class of readers now ready to receive juvenile literature, fiction and nonfiction, for amusement as well as instruction. He prospered, and his books proved by their success that they filled a need. Newbery has been called the father of children's literature, and A Little Pretty Pocketbook was the beginning of something big. Although no one knew it at the time, it changed everything. And that is why Darton calls the year 1744 the 1066 of children's literature.